Rojeka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria en Rissenburg 30, Johannesburg 28, Emalahleni 26 grade.
Unfortunately, we've got a couple of big issues on the road. Pitfontein N12 West, a fatal crash before the Pitfontein Road exit. That road is closed. Vermy, as jy dit kan regkry. And Davyton N12 East, a crash before the Kingsway exit.
Die verkiesingskommissie sê Suid-Afrika se kiesstelsel moet tred hou met die land se digitale transformasie. Die kommissie het 'n openbare beleidsdebat van stapel gestuur wat die manier waarop Suid-Afrikaners stem kan hervorm. Hoofverkiesingsbeampte Simon Mabolo het die seminar toegespreek.
In an era where cyber threats are increasingly prevalent, ensuring the safety and security of an electronic voting system is paramount. We must build systems that are resilient, secure, and able to withstand the threats of today and the future. Moreover, we must address the digital divide.
Die kabinet sal vandag sy finale goedkeuring gee van die minister van Finansies en Ekonomie se herwerkte begroting. Die minister sal na verwagting woensdag sy begrotingsrede lewer. Die tertafel van die begroting is verlede maand uitgestel weens meningsverskille binne die regering van nasionale eenheid. Vir meer besoek jackarandfm.com en klik op news. In ander groot nuus vandag, 4 leerders is dood en 5 ander is beseer toe 'n voertuig wat hulle vervoer het vanoggend met 'n bakkie gebots het op die N12 naby Davyton in Ekurhuleni. Nooddienste woordvoerder William Clatty sê gedeelte van die snelweg is gesluit. Hy sê al die oorledenes is leerders van verskillende ouderdomme en skole.
She is now in a stable condition, though critical, and she will be flown away from the scene to the nearest medical facility. Currently, again, the freeway is still closed for traffic till further notice.
Die vereniging van staatsamptenare betreur die dood van 'n geestesgesondheidspasiënt in die Philadelphia Hospital in Limpopo. Dit volg na 'n aanval deur 'n ander pasiënt. Die aanvaller het personeel en die slagoffer aangeval.
PSA is worried and concerned that the hospital did not do proper management and assessment on the patient when they admit him in hospital on Wednesday. This patient looks like he was not even suitable to be placed in that facility. We are calling upon to look into the matter and enter into deeper and investigations.
Dit dan die vakbond se Philip Mapanyo. En 'n studie deur die Oceane Instituut van die Universiteit van Wes-Australië dui aan die wêreld het in 2020 sy 1,5 grade Celsius verwarmingsdrempel oorskry. Die studie toon die wêreld het ongeveer 80 jaar voor die interregeringspaneel oor klimaatsverandering se ramings begin opwarm. Volgens wetenskaplikes moes pogings om klimaatsverandering aan te spreek minstens 'n dekade vroeër begin het. Ek is Chanel September, our top story at this hour. The Electoral Commission says South Africa's electoral system must keep pace with the country's digital transformation.
Which country? I've gone blank. I know it's one of the Eastern European countries. I think it's Estonia became the first country to allow online digital voting. And that was, I think, about 13, 14 years ago. Huh?
Do you think we're close, Alex?
I don't know. Have you had your Facebook hacked yet? Or your Twitter? Or what? No, I think we're ready for it.
Yeah.
I think we're ready for it. It would also be an immense amount easier the information to distribute to that information digitally rather than expect people to go to Home Affairs or Vataka. You know what I'm saying? So, by the way, talking about socials, what's wrong with Twitter this morning? X ain't working. Won't load any of my search stuff. Ah, what? Maybe I didn't pay my phone bill while I was away. Nee. Ja, dat is een probleem met die ding. And I checked on, is it down right now? And it's not doing anything weird. So...